the launch of an ad campaign to support the First Nations Voice referendum. This is one of the ads.
I got a story to tell you. It's a good one. It's about how these people, the first people, got a voice.
60,000 years they've been speaking.
Had 363 languages.
But no voice. No say in matters which affected them. It wasn't right.
So, me and your granddad.
Me and your mum.
The whole nation did something about it. People called their friends and families. People talked about it on the streets. Talked about it at work, on the field. Everybody made a song and dance about it.
Everyone walked side by side.
And that's how we changed this country for the better. How we made history.
Is that story true?
It could be.
Launched today, it's a new ad campaign to support the yes vote for the First Nations Voice referendum, which, well, we're not quite sure when it'll happen, maybe sometime next year. I was sent an email, thank you, Barry, which was sent on from Jacinta Price, the Northern Territory Senator, and I'm quoting here, "I was elected by the people of the Northern Territory and the Aussies of all backgrounds who live there to represent everyone who calls this great country home, but Albo's proposed voice to Parliament is set to undermine that democratic process." And in the email, Senator Jacinta Price outlines five reasons Australia needs to say no to the voice. And Jacinta Price is on the line right now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. Look, can you just outline briefly why you think we should be voting no to this referendum and the voice to Parliament?
Well, I guess as you've heard in the ad, it's a very vague proposal, you know, that is actually, it's seeking to harness the support of the goodwill of, you know, Australians, but lacks any real detail. Marginalised Indigenous Australians face some very, very serious problems and issues, and it is not clear how this supposed voice is supposed to help those people. But one of the biggest problems is constitutionally enshrining a Trojan horse, effectively, into our constitution that divides us along the lines of race, also suggests that as a race of people, because of our race, we are inherently in need of special measures and marginalised. But many of us, many people of Indigenous heritage in this country, aren't marginalised. I'm one of those examples. The other 10 elected members of this parliament are examples of Indigenous Australians who are not, in fact, marginalised. But this would suggest in our constitution, which will be forever. We make this huge change, suggests we are forever going to need special measures when we should be supporting Australians on the basis of need and not on the basis of race.
Okay. A lot of listeners have rung and emailed this morning because I played that earlier this morning, this campaign which got launched today, saying they have no idea what this is all about. There's a lot of confusion. As you understand it, why is the government pushing this and what's the purpose of this voice to Parliament?
They're pushing this because it was an election commitment that they made. It's also being pushed by an elite industry that has been developed on the backs of the misery of marginalised Aboriginal Australians, who have largely, in fact, failed over the decades to close the gap. But what it is really, essentially, is a transfer of power. We don't need that in this country. We have unprecedented circumstances where we have now 11 Indigenous Australians elected to Parliament who have a voice within Parliament. So the ad itself is very deceitful because it suggests that we don't have a voice.
Well,
we have 11 voices.
11 voices, but you don't speak as one, and that's been quite obvious from some of the things that have been said in the last few weeks.
Hmm.
And surely, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, if there is a voice to Parliament, that voice speaks as one.
No, see, that can never actually occur, and that's another that's another farce, the suggestion that somehow as a race we're supposed to have one voice to represent us all. No race on the face of this earth has a single voice that is representative of an entire race. That is, in fact, a racist stereotype that is being ingrained by this exercise. And why should we? Why can't we be recognised as individuals in our own rights, like all other Australians are recognised as individuals in our own right, without having to be shoved into a group based on our race, that somehow we belong to this group, we are owned by this group, as opposed to being Australian citizens in our own rights, recognised and respected as individuals.
My guest, Senator Jacinta Price from the Northern Territory. What feedback have you received from Indigenous Australians on this referendum and the voice to Parliament, Senator?
I've been getting calls from around the nation from very concerned Indigenous Australians who really don't like this idea of being spoken for through this mechanism. And there are also people who, like other everyday Australians that you've spoken of, don't have a clue what it all actually means. But what Australians will be told by the government is that this is representative of all Indigenous Australians. It's simply not. That is an out-and-out lie. And it's very concerning to many Indigenous Australians who feel like their voices in opposition to this are not being heard or respected, that the wider Australian community don't understand that they even in fact exist.
Right. So in your opinion, this is a complete waste of taxpayers' money?
Absolutely, it's a complete waste of taxpayers' money. There is no detail as to how this whole thing is supposed to operate, how it's supposed to help and support Indigenous Australians. It is simply constitutionalising a bureaucracy. And we've seen many bureaucracies being set up and failed that have been specifically for Indigenous Australians. What we've got to stop doing is stop dividing us along the lines of race. We've got to treat everybody as Australian citizens and, as I said, support people on the basis of need as opposed to race. That's where we've gone wrong historically, but this is what this seeks to continue to do, is to ingrain that in our constitution.
I replayed Opposition Leader Peter Dutton earlier this morning. He claims the voice to Parliament is basically being made up on the run. Is that a view that you'd echo, that they're making this up on the run?
Absolutely, because they've not been able to provide any detail as to how the whole thing will operate. There was a report that was put out, written by Marcia Langdon and Tom Calmer. There's detail in that report, but now it is said that the detail in that report isn't actually what the voice is going to be about. They've now set up a whole entire committee of individuals who have been at the helm of many of the bureaucracies that have been set up to support Indigenous advantage. And now they are making things up as we go along. And as I said, it's deeply concerning. It's supposed to be about giving grassroots Indigenous Australians a seat at the table, but make no mistake, this is not about that. This is about empowering the elites to continue to make sure that their positions can never be removed. Should they fail, should this voice mechanism ever fail, it can never actually be removed from our constitution, and that's the scary part.
Another thing this Labor government wants to do is axe the cashless debit card, which I think this is something like 17,000 people in Western Australia, Queensland, South Australia and the Northern Territory who use the card. Once it's gone, Labor says income management will be made voluntary in all of those sites. And I gather that there are many Indigenous Australians that are quite happy with the cashless debit card. What's your view on getting rid of it?
Look, there are many, many vulnerable Indigenous Australians who are very much in support of the cashless debit card. It's helped improve their lives. They are the people that have largely been ignored. I've sat on the inquiry into the repeal of the cashless debit card, and I can tell you that this government has rushed it so as not to give the opportunity for those vulnerable people to be heard. But despite this, there has been a backlash. and why the government would remove a tool that's been supporting vulnerable Indigenous people in remote communities is beyond me. But in their own admission, they're going to invest $50 million into drug and alcohol services, and now they're talking about creating a whole new card. And they've also wanted to make it voluntary. So if it's not worked, why make it voluntary and why create a brand new card in the first place?
All right. You're of the opinion they shouldn't be cancelling the cashless debit card?
Absolutely, I'm of that opinion.
All right. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning, Senator.
No problem. Thank you.
Much appreciated. From the Northern Territory, Senator Jacinta Price. That scheme, incidentally, quarantines about 80% of people's welfare pay onto the card, which can't be used for alcohol, gambling or cash withdrawals. And a lot of Indigenous Australia is not happy about the fact that the Labor government's moving to cancel it. It was brought in, I think, back in 2016.